Amen. Praise God. We're going to preach on the Beatitudes. They call it, praise God, where Jesus said, blessed. Praise God, Matthew 5 and verse 1. It says, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was sit, his disciples came unto him. Praise God. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, praise God. I would like to have been there, praise God, and heard him say it from his own lips. But I'm glad, praise God, that Matthew and praise God, these other apostles wrote it down for us. Praise God. Listen to what he says. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. When I look at these Beatitudes, these blessings, praise God. Amen. I think they're teaching us, amen, about the plan of salvation. Praise God. Amen. I want to look at things in eyes, praise God, in spiritual eyes, and seeing the plan of salvation in it. Praise God, amen. This is Jesus' first real sermon. Praise God, after he was baptized, and praise God, you know that he was preaching salvation, praise God. And he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, praise God. Let me tell you today, praise God, that every man, woman, and child on this earth today is poor in spirit, praise God, without Jesus Christ, amen. Praise God, without Jesus Christ, amen, we don't even have clothes. We're wearing filthy rags of sin today, praise God, without Christ Jesus. Praise God, amen, we don't even have food to eat. Praise God, we're eating a husk fit for the swine, amen, without Jesus. Praise God, we ain't got good fresh water to drink without Him, praise God. Amen, and most of all, we ain't got no gold, amen, that's been fried in the fire. Praise God, it's going to mean something without Jesus today. But praise God, amen, rather we're in debt, praise God, over our heads, praise the Lamb of God. Did you know that without Jesus today, you're in debt, praise God. The wages of sin is death, my friends. Praise God, there's 10,000 talents above our heads, and we owe it, and we can't pay it because we're poor, praise God, in spirit without Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God. And that's the condition of the world today, Brother Mike. Praise God, they're in debt, praise God. Amen, to the law of God. And the law of God says, you owe me your soul. Praise the Lamb of God, amen. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die, says the Word of God. But that's our condition, praise the Lamb of God. Without Jesus Christ, we're spiritually poor. But Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, praise God, who's what is he talking about? If everybody's poor in spirit without Jesus, then why are they blessed? He means those that realize their condition. Praise God, when you realize, praise God, that you're spiritually poor, praise the Lamb of God, then you're blessed. Praise God, that's the first step on the way to salvation. Too many people are sitting back and are saying, I'm rich, and I'm increased with goods, and I ain't got need of nothing. I don't need this man Jesus, praise God. And those people are cursed, praise the Lamb of God. If they don't get their eyes open, they're going to go into the pits of hell, praise God. But praise the Lamb of God, these people that know I'm poor in spirit, I'm a sinner, I owe a debt that I can't pay, I need help, Lord. Praise God, they're blessed, amen. God can help them people. Amen. Jesus told the story of the old publican that went up to the temple to pray. And the Pharisee, he prayed with himself. I'm glad I'm not like other men. But the little publican, he wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven, but rather he smote his chest and said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Praise God. Amen. That man was blessed because he realized his condition, that he was spiritually poor. Have mercy upon me. Praise the Lamb of God. Have mercy upon me. Praise God. When we realize our condition, Brother Mike, amen, we can begin to beg. Praise God. God, have mercy upon me. God, save my wretched soul. God, forgive me of my sins. Praise God. Amen. The blessed are the beggars that go to God on their knees and beg for salvation. Praise God. Chapter or verse 4 says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Praise God, blessed are they that mourn. Praise God, what are they mourning about? I see people mourning on TV where they lost their loved ones, praise God. Amen, praise God, by some kind of terrorist attack. And that's not what Jesus is talking about, amen. This is talking about salvation here. Praise God, blessed are they that mourn. They're mourning over their sins, praise God. They're mourning about their corruption in their life. God, I I realize that I'm a broken, poor, indebted sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. I'm mourning over my sins. I'm crying, I'm weeping over my sins. Praise the Lamb of God. Now what would make a man mourn over his sins? Praise God, he has to realize something, that God is good and that God is gracious. Praise God, and that's going against God, my sins are. Praise God, amen. Praise God, it grieves the precious and gentle Holy Ghost of God, my sin does. Praise God, and amen, it goes against my Jesus. Praise God, that died on that cross and had to suffer for every sin that was ever committed. Praise God, he bled and died for those sins. And praise God, when you realize that in your heart, praise God, it'll make you mourn, praise God, for your sins. God, I'm sorry for what I've done in my past. Forgive me, God. Have mercy upon me. If you'll do that, praise God, you will be blessed, praise God. Amen. Godly sorrow worketh repentance, praise God. Amen. If you're not sorry for sinning against God in Christ, then you've never repented, praise God. Amen. Godly sorrow is the only thing that works repentance in this world. Praise God. Now when you get to that point, praise God, listen. He said, verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek. Now praise God, you've realized you're poor, that you need help. Praise God, and you mourn for your sins and you're sorry. Now, he wants you to be meek. Praise God. What does that mean? It means like a little child. Praise God, you say, Ray, Ray, go do this, and she'll humbly go and do it. Praise God, God's people that's been broken, that's mourned over their sins and repented. Praise God. Amen, they're meek. They're humble, obedient children. Praise God. Amen, that's what God's looking for in this world. Son, I need you to go and do this. Yes, Lord. I don't want to disobey you because I don't want to sin against you. I want to obey you. I humbly obey you. Praise God. Moses was the most meek man on the earth. How was he meek? He was obedient. He obeyed God. Praise God. If we're going to be meek people, praise God, we're going to have to be like a little broken child. And when God speaks to us, we're going to have to obey Him. Praise God, but you will be blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Praise God. Amen. Jesus is going to tell people, come, inherit the kingdom prepared. Amen. From the foundations of the earth. Come, inherit it. Praise God. That's what we're after. Praise God. Amen. Now listen. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When you get saved, praise God, you get hungry for something. Praise God, you get thirsty for something. It's the righteousness that comes by God. Amen. Praise God. It's the righteousness, praise God, that causes you to live right. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not just the righteousness that makes you stand right before God. But praise God, you have a hunger and desire in your heart to live a holy life. Praise God. Hey man, you get a hunger in your life. I don't want to live in sin. I don't want to be like the rest of this world. Praise God. Hey man, I want to be different. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Praise God. Make me, amen, true. Make me holy. Praise God. And you have this desire to get rid of every known sin in your life. Praise God. That's, amen. That's the work of the Holy Ghost in a person's life. Praise God. Have you got that? Praise God. Are you hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Praise God. Jesus says, you shall be filled. Praise God. You get hungry. Praise God. You get thirsty for it. And you begin to seek it. Praise God. You'll be filled. Praise God. I guarantee you, when you get hungry, praise God, you run to that refrigerator and get you something to eat. But praise God, today we need to go to the altar of God and get us something that's going to fill us up the right way. Praise God. The righteousness, praise God, of God. Amen. It's free to all that hungers and thirst for it, praise God. Amen. I'm glad today, praise God, that by the grace of God, I know He puts it in the heart of His children to live a holy life. Praise the Lamb of God. Holy life. I don't want no sin in me. Praise God. Amen. I don't want it in me. I want to be filled with His presence. Praise God. Now look at verse 7. It says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Praise the Lamb of God, the merciful. Listen, if you're a saint of God today, if you've been saved, man, you've been given a whole lot of mercy today. Remember, you was that beggar that was bankrupt, praise God, that came begging for bread, praise God, from God, and God fed you. You had rags on your back, and God clothed you with the fine linen. Praise God, you was barefoot, but He put on the preparation of the gospel on your feet, praise God. Amen, you was dirty in your sins, but He washed you, praise God, in His own blood. He showed mercy towards you, praise God. He took you into His family and set you down at His table, praise the Lamb of God, and He's giving you all these things because He's merciful to you, and He's forgiven you your debts. Them 10,000 talents that you owe that you could never pay, He's paid them in full. And He said, I forgive you, son. I forgive you, daughter. You're forgiven. Now it says you're to be merciful too. Praise the Lamb of God. Merciful. Forgiven. Somebody done something to me. I'm holding a grudge, and you're not merciful. Praise God, if you don't forgive them, your heavenly Father's not going to forgive you. That's what He said, ain't it? Father, forgive me my debts as I forgive my debtors, is the prayer that we pray. The Christian, praise God. Amen. It's been through these steps, poor, mourning, praise God, meek, praise God, seeking after righteousness. Amen. They're merciful people. I forgive you. And I love you, praise God. It's the words from their lips, praise God. They're merciful. Amen. To those that do them wrong, they forgive them. Praise God, just as their Heavenly Father has forgiven them. Ain't that good? Praise God. Hey, amen. Remember the story Jesus told him. That old boy, he owed all them talents. Amen. Millions of dollars worth of debt. And then that king got him. Hey, amen. He said, just be merciful to me. I'll pay you back. And the king said, I'll be merciful. I'll just forgive you everything you owe. I'll forgive you, son. And he left and praise God, went a little ways. And there was a man that owed that boy like $5, amen, in their money. He took them by the throat and put them against the wall and says, pay me all you owe. He says, I ain't got it, but I'll pay you if you be merciful to me. And he took them and put them in jail. Amen, he wouldn't forgive the debt, just $5 debts. Amen, that's how a whole lot of people are doing today. Praise God, amen, I guarantee you. Praise God, nobody owes you what like you owe God. Praise God. Praise God, I had 24 years of sin, black and evil sin on my back. Amen, that I owed the penalty for. And I went to God and He forgave me freely, praise God, and saved my soul. And if I, praise God, can't forgive a man for doing me wrong today, something's wrong with me, praise God. I need to go back to the altar of God and get on my knees and say, God, forgive me. Because, praise God, I need something in me that's going to make me love people and show mercy, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You forgive, God will forgive you. Now listen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, how are you going to have a pure heart? Praise the Lamb of God. How are you going to have a pure heart? Praise God. Does that mean that you're never going to make a mistake as a Christian? Praise God, no. Praise God, I tell you what a pure heart is, and there's people that have perfect hearts with God in the Bible. You can absolutely have it if you want it. Praise God. How do you do it, brother? Praise God, amen, if you go through all them steps. And praise God, you've been merciful. And you receive that mercy. Praise God, you begin to walk with God. Amen, praise God, and you do what you know's right. And you don't do what you know is wrong. But if you mess up, praise God, if you love God, I know what you're going to do. You're going to go to that old altar, praise God, somewhere. And you're going to get on them knees for a little while. And you're going to say, God, I'm sorry for sinning against you. Forgive me and have mercy upon me. And cleanse me. And the Bible says, praise God, if we'll confess our sins, that He's just and faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. The blood of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And my heart's pure again. Praise the Lamb of God. We got to keep it under the blood. Praise God and walk honestly with God. No hypocrisy. Listen, friends, Jesus is looking right into your heart this moment. He knows everything about you. He knows what's in your heart. He said, I tried the reins of the heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. And He wants your heart to be right with Him. Praise God, more than anything. Praise God. He wants to give you that pureness of heart. And you can have it if you'll come. Amen. Talk to Him a little while. Praise God. Get on them knees and confess. You know, praise God. Church world's awfully rebellious right now. Praise God. It seems they just want to do what feels good. They'll agree with God if it's something they can go along with. But when God gets a little bit rough with them, a little bit hard, praise God, they don't want to do it. Oh, my goodness, we need to repent. Praise the Lamb of God. My Jesus carried a cross on His back up Calvary's hill for me. Can you imagine that? Praise God, His back was laid wide open by that old whip. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. He had that old wood on His back and He carried up that hill. And I know it was hard, but He loved me. Praise God. And He done it. Praise God for me. And praise God, He laid them hands on that wood and they nailed them nails to His hands. I know it was hard, but praise God, He did it for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. And they nailed them precious feet that carried the good news of the gospel to that tree. Praise God, I know it was hard, but praise God, He did it for me. Amen. As He hung up there between heaven and earth, praise God. Amen. He knew His Father was going to turn His face from Him, but He did it anyway. Praise God, He hung right in there for me, and I know it was hard. Praise God, I know it was hard, but He done it for me. And praise God, what God asked me to do. Praise God, it's just my reasonable service. Amen, just my reasonable service. Amen. Change the way you dress. Change the way you dress. Yes, Lord, I'll dress any way you want me to. Praise God, that's no big deal, God. Lay down them cigarettes. Yes, Lord. Praise God, that's no big deal. I'll lay them down in a heartbeat for you, Lord. Praise God, get rid of that music, praise God, that offends me. Yes, Lord, I don't want nothing in my life that offends you because I love you. Amen, get your hair a little bit longer. It's your glory to have long hair. Yes, Lord, I'll grow it all down my butt if I have to, Lord. If that's going to please you, God, I'll do what pleases you. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Word of God. I'll do what you say, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God because I love you. Now you can resist it if you want to. But praise God, God's Word is going to be confirmed tonight by the Holy Ghost. Praise God, if you resist the Holy Ghost, it's going against you. It's not going against me. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God, if we love Him, we need to walk with Him. We need to obey Him. Praise God, and be His children. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God, blessed are the pure in heart, praise God. Amen, we can live in a way where there's no condemnation in our lives. No condemnation. Praise God. How? Praise God, your heart's clean. Praise God, it's clean. And you're doing what pleases the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Praise God, if you do that, praise God, you'll be blessed. Then it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. Praise God, do you want to be a peacemaker today? What in the world? How do you do it? Praise God, let me tell you how not to do it. A peacemaker ain't somebody that just shuts their mouth. Amen, lets people go on. Praise God, let me tell you, amen, peacemakers have to get people right with God. Amen, that's how you get peace. That's the only way there's going to be peace in this wicked world is to get people right with God. Amen. There's no peace for the wicked, the Bible says. But praise God, amen, when we get saved, we can have peace with God. And praise God, we get peace with God. Praise God, we're going to get try to help other people to have peace with God. Amen, praise God, we're going to begin to tell them a little bit about this Bible. Listen, friend, the reason you ain't got peace in your heart right now is because of that sin. It's because of that iniquity. It's because of that rebellion. It's about that selfishness, that flesh that you let control your life. That's why there's not peace in your heart right now. Praise God. But come here. Let me show you something. Look yonder, up on Calvary's hill. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Praise God. You come to Him and you confess them sins. And praise God, receive Him as Lord. And He'll cleanse you, praise God. And He'll give you peace. Praise the Lamb of God, that's a peacemaker. A peacemaker, don't praise God, take the sinner and pat him on the back and say, you just go right on in your sins, honey. It's going to be alright. That's not a peacemaker. That's a deceiver and a liar and a devil. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Now listen. Praise God, the peacemakers. Tells people about Jesus. Peacemakers, praise God, tell people repent of your sins and believe upon the Lamb of God. Amen. But listen, what's going to happen to you when you become a peacemaker? Verse 10.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. What's going to happen to you when you begin to be a peacemaker? You're going to be persecuted. Praise the Lamb of God. Now you can get some people saved. That's our goal. That's my reward. That's what I want more than anything. See people saved. But there's going to be people even in the church house come dead against you. And they'll persecute you. Hey man, they'll talk about you behind your back. Praise God. Why? Because you talk about their little sins. Their little sins that they love so much that they hold on to. They don't like that. But praise God, all you're trying to do is give them a place with God where they can have peace. Amen. Blessed are they that's persecuted, praise God, for righteousness' sake. They're preaching righteousness, praise God. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Theirs. The Bible tells me all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. All. Praise God, if you're not suffering that persecution. Praise God, amen, you might not be living too righteous. Praise the Lamb of God, you might not be opening your mouth enough. Praise God. Amen, little John the Baptist got his head chopped off. Amen, because he preached righteousness. It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Praise God. Amen, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife, he said. Amen, old Herod that took his brother's wife, she divorced him and married Herod. And praise God, John the Baptist just told him, it's not lawful for you. He got his head chopped off just for telling the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to be persecuting it? People against you, just tell them the truth. Praise God. Amen. But I tell you what. Amen. A whole lot more people is going to respect you. Praise God if you just stand firm upon that Word of God. Amen. There's one person I definitely want to respect me. That's God. Amen. Amen. God respects the people that's willing, amen, to stand by the Word of God no matter what. Praise God comes. He says, blessed are those, praise God, that teach His commandments. Praise God and that do them. Praise the Lamb of God. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You know how you spot a false prophet? Praise God, amen. Look in the Bible at them. They never spoke against somebody's sin. Praise the Lamb of God. They would let them go right on in their sin just to make people happy. Praise God, the Bible says, woe when all men speak good of you. Praise God, because they speak that way of the false prophets. Praise the Lamb of God, God's people. Praise God, uncover sin. Praise God, they reveal sin. They reprove sin. Praise God, then they point again to that Lamb of God that died upon that cross for a way of sin. A way to have the sin forgiven. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's, amen, the Bible way. And that's what we're to do. Praise God, I was thinking, praise God, about Lot. And I was reading it last night, reading through Genesis again. Praise God at work. And Lot, he was in Sodom and Gomorrah. People say, well, what was he doing in Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, I tell you what, everyone here is in Sodom and Gomorrah. Praise God, the United States, praise God, ain't much different. Praise God, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. Praise God, but praise God, God sent two angels to Lot. Praise God, and Lot took them by the hand. He said, listen, get your family, all your family, and get them out of this place. We're going to burn it. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to be wiped out. Just get out of this place. Praise God. But all the ones would leave. Praise God. Lot and his wife and his two daughters. Praise God. And they started out. And the angel took them by the hand and said, you got to go. We can't destroy this place. You get out of here. Praise God. And they said this. They said, see that mountain? Flee to that mountain there. Amen. Lest you be consumed, praise God, with the city. Flee to the mountain, praise God. Lot and his two daughters went. Amen. But his wife looked back and she was lost. Praise God. Amen. Today we got to flee to that mountain. We're right in the midst of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's destroying the church's values. What they stand for. Praise God. Amen. Their morals. We got to get away from it and flee to the mountain. Amen. What's that mountain? Where's it at? Praise God. Well, it's right here. Praise God. It's called Mount Calvary. Praise God. Where the Son of the living God shed His divine blood. Praise God. That we might be saved. Listen, amen, 2,000 years ago, the wrath of God burned, praise God, right there. on that mountain. Praise God, it burned. Praise God. Amen. Everything there, it burned up. Praise God, all the sin. Amen. It's not going to burn there no more. We'll plead to Jesus Christ. Amen. Get a hold of that cross where we need to be. Praise God. We won't have to worry about the wrath to come. Amen. His children is not appointed to wrath, but to salvation. Now praise God right now in your heart. Praise God. Lord, you have your way. Right now in your heart, praise God, if you died right there, would you be ready to meet Jesus? Would you be ready, amen, to go into the kingdom? Or would you open your eyes like that rich man in torments? How would you be, praise God? Amen. I don't know for sure. I hope I'm all right. That's not good enough. Amen. The Bible says we're to know that we got eternal life. Praise God. We're to know it. If you don't know it, something's wrong. Praise God. Something's not right. But you can get it right tonight. Praise God. There's the altar. Amen. That blood is still there. The body and bones of Jesus went to heaven, but that blood is still here. Praise God. For us. You can get help right here. Praise the Lamb of God if you come. Amen. I'm going to open up the altar. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to come and pray. Praise God. God spoke to your heart today. Come and pray. Don't turn this man Jesus away. He's got nothing but good for you. Praise God. Come on. And come to the altar and pray. Praise God. And if you don't know him, praise God, you just go to him. Ask him to save you. Come empty-handed. Lord, I'm just a poor sinner. And I need to be saved. Praise God. That's how we start out. Praise God. Just coming empty-handed. Praise God. If you come. Amen. I know he'll bless you and help you. Praise God today.